This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U Mobile.
BFM 89.9, good morning. You're listening to The Breakfast Grill. I'm Roshan Kanisan. Carousel is an online marketplace that's been primarily known for secondhand goods and has essentially appified the classifieds. The platform operates across Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, Taiwan, Hong Kong and Australia and has seen significant top-line growth over the last few years. But is growth enough to compete with Facebook's growing presence in the scene? Well, today I speak with co-founder Lucas Ngu to find out. Lucas, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Roshan. Good to be here.
So, Lucas, before we get into the competition with Facebook and things like that, let's talk about COVID-19. What's been the biggest impact of the pandemic on Carousel's business and operations?
Okay, so COVID-19, as we know, has created a new normal. I think definitely we've seen people are adapting to a new way of working as well as spending. We've seen more activities such as e-commerce are moving online, retails are moving online, as well as people are working more online. So I think this impacted us both positively as well as negatively, depending on the categories that we're serving. So overall, I would say that it's a net positive impact on us, given that we are operating in an online marketplace, e-commerce space, right? So overall, we've seen more traffic coming in. People are spending more time online. There are categories that are affected in Malaysia during the MCO period. For example, in autos categories, in property categories, those categories are affected. But overall, net positive. There are also categories that we've seen a surge in usage. Right, so people are spending more time at home. So categories like electronics, mobile, games and toys, furniture, home equipments, even gym equipments, right? So those are what we've seen has increased in the traffic. We've also seen more retailers coming online as well. So in Carousel, we also have a B2C kind of audience as well. So we've worked with MDEC to launch a campaign. It's a 1 million ringgit campaign to support and bring offline retailer to support them and teach them and bring them to come online. So those, I'll say overall, is a net positive that we've seen.
So while you're primarily known for that consumer-to-consumer segment, the second-hand market essentially, you also have a direct, a business-to-consumer segment as well, which kind of competes directly with the likes of Lazada and Shopee. Can you compete against brands like that who have already got such a strong mind share in this region?
So for us, primarily, we are a C2C platform for consumer-to-consumer to buy and sell. Anyone can, sign up for Carousel, take a photo and list their item, right? And they can sell directly. But we also have a segment of B2C. Really depends on the categories as well. So a lot of times the merchants in Lazada or Shopee, those are big merchants, right? But for us, we do see merchants that are starting out. For example, they are individuals. They started out their business. They definitely find Carousel to be much easier and simpler to use. So I think those are the merchants that we attract, right? Transition towards starting their business. So those are the merchants that we serve. Other than that, also the categories that we serve are really very diverse, right? So not just in the goods, but we also see we also have categories in autos, so cars, property, jobs, and services as well, right? So these are your businesses providing services like aircon cleaning and so on. So it's a very diverse set of users we're serving. We also seen merchants that are selling secondhand in general. So these are secondhand retailers. They are on Carousel. So given that the kind of the buyer pool that we have, it suits their business better. So I think as e-commerce continue to grow, even now that COVID-19 accelerated this, the pie is going to get bigger. And as mentioned previously, there are segments of merchants that we are serving that that are have a better kind of buyer audience in Carousell itself.
You've highlighted quite a diverse range of revenue generators there. What is the primary source of revenue generation in your business?
Yeah, so for us, it's advertising, right? So both internal advertising and external advertising. So internal advertising would be visibility products. So we call it visibility products to help sellers to sell better. So listing on Carousell is free, but if you want to increase your ranking, you want to boost up your listing to sell better, so you pay for visibility. Both in terms of simple bump feature, we call it. So you buy a bump, it push up your listing for X amount of time, or you can buy through a kind of a CPC kind of model, right, where you pay only when there's a click on your listing. So those are primarily our revenue generator. But you know, currently we are also reinventing our business model as well into more of a transactional business model, right? So we have launched this new feature in Malaysia at the early of this year called Carousell Protection. So every transaction that goes through Carousell, you can, you know, buyers can pay directly through the platform. We will hold the money and in an escrow until a seller ships out the item, right? So this is not only improve the trust in the marketplace, but with every transaction, we also take a small cut as a service, as an escrow service that we provide to our users. So over time, we do see a transactional business model to continue to grow on our marketplace as well, as in the form of a revenue that we have.
Right. And just looking forward, Lucas, are there any new product segments or any new revenue generators that you're looking at, maybe financing facilities or partnerships with financial services?
So we are also, you know, looking at new opportunities as well as more and more people continue to transact through Carousell. And also as we continue to grow more in the autos, properties categories, financing is definitely one of the areas that we are looking into. So I think ultimately we take a very user perspective, right? So for users, what do they need in the whole purchasing flow, right? If you're purchasing a car, you do not want to go to separate places to apply for your loans, right? So we want to package it together and give a very seamless experience. So I think with that thinking, naturally also we will look into financing as well. Even for the other categories like electronics, right? You can think of installment payments and so on.
On a longer-term basis, the pandemic has had an impact on the consumer landscape. What's the long-term strategy from Carousell to adapt to the new norm?
So for us, we will continue to, you know, ride on the e-commerce, the marketplace trend as COVID-19 has accelerated. What would take, you know, years to months, right? So, you know, one category is, of course, consumers. Consumers are, you know, they're going to continue to buy and sell online. We also see businesses, retail are going to come on board. Even F&B merchants, right? During the MCO period, we've seen F&B retailers listing on Carousell as well to offer their own delivery services. So I think kind of taking a step back, the overall kind of vision for us is to really continue to grow in our 8 markets. With the merger last year, Carousell merged with 71 Search. We also went into Vietnam as well. We acquired the Chotot platform. So Chotot is the number one classifieds and marketplace platform in Vietnam. So that's one. The other one is also in Malaysia as well. With the merger, Muda will come under the working together with the Carousell brand side by side. So I think this is... We're super excited about this, right? So with Carousell and Muda, now we can actually continue to serve the bigger population in Malaysia going forward. So we'll continue to expand and grow in our markets, and we'll also go deeper into more categories as well. So traditionally, Carousell has been known to be buying and selling goods, right? So with the merger with Muda Choto, so they are very much strong in autos and property in the respective countries. And even Carousell as well, we are moving into autos, property, jobs and services, right? So one example will be in Hong Kong. We recently officially launched our Carousell property segment. So this will allow people in Hong Kong to be able to buy and sell both domestic and international properties as well. So we'll continue to grow over there and get to be the one of the largest classifieds marketplace in the world.
I've been speaking to Lucas Ngu, co-founder of Carousell. Up next, we'll be talking about the threat from Facebook buying Muda and some of the numbers from Carousell. You're listening to The Breakfast Grill. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
You are listening to The BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U Mobile.
Welcome back to The Breakfast Grill. I'm Roshan Karnasan, and today I'm speaking to Lucas Ngu, co-founder of Carousell. Lucas, we've covered quite a bit from the impact of COVID-19 to some of the plans going forward. Now let's talk about the numbers. You raised about $56 million in April last year. How have you been deploying the funding there?
So for us, the aim is really to help to expand our business, continue to grow. So majority of the expenses will be in investing in our people. So definitely people are the engine of the company, right? It's the most important for our company. So how can we continue to have the best, tech talents, engineers to help us to build new products, invest in our sales team, invest in our marketing team to continue to grow. So that forms the bulk of our expenses. But having said that, also we are in a good position, right? So some of the countries, some of the businesses are profitable by itself. So that will allow us to use the funding to invest in areas or countries that we need to grow more and get those countries to be profitable, right? So that the aim is to countries by countries, we're going to get each country to be at the profitable stage and eventually the whole Carousell group will be profitable and we will continue to grow from there.
Lucas, could you name some of those countries which are operationally profitable?
So currently we don't specifically review the countries that are profitable. But of course, the aim is that eventually we want to get in the next 3 to 5 years to get all of the countries to be profitable, right? So we'll be able to share more once we have more information on that piece.
Although revenue has seen significant growth in the last few years, overall you registered a loss of, I think, $25 million Sing dollars in 2018. When are you going to be able to generate operating profit as a whole? What's the path to profitability?
So, as mentioned previously, the aim is to, in the next 3 to 5 years, for us to as a group to be profitability. So I think definitely with the merger with 711 Search, with Muda as well as Chotot, we are in a very much much better position now and then going forward as well. So a lot of things is a lot of the cost that we have currently, it's quite central, right? So and those we will be able to keep under control. And as each of the country's business continue to grow, the cost will be keep under control, and eventually we'll be able to break even on that front. So the aim is really in the next 3 to 5 years for us to get on track to get to that place where we are self-sustaining and profitable.
So on your end, it really does look like you want to take the company the distance. But is there a price where you look at a buyout for Carousell?
I think for us, we believe in the vision. We want to continue to take the company forward. But at the same time, we're not saying that exit opportunity is not something that we consider. I think what we're saying is more like we do see, once we get. I think now the focus is really for us to get to profitability, and who knows, right? In the next 5 years or so, there would be opportunities, for example, IPO to really take the company public and continue to grow from there. But I think now we are super laser focused in really building the product, building the best experience for the product, helping the offline merchants and people to come online. As well as to get to a stage where we are profitable and self-sustaining.
And obviously, your network is essential to all of this this growth. And definitely, it's one of the things that protects Carousell from competition. But another company that has a very big network is, of course, Facebook. And they've been quite aggressive in this space with their marketplace feature on their app and also recently launching shops. How are you going to manage this competition from the social media giant?
Yeah, so... it is a validation, right? So definitely, Facebook sees a market here. And also a lot of the focus for Facebook is also on the B2C side of things. So I'll say that it's also impacting the e-commerce players out there, right? So having said that, we have to innovate. I think the only way is to be paranoid. Only the paranoid will survive. And we think that is definitely true. While our business is growing, our network is growing, we do have to think long term. We do have to invest in the future. Investing in things that will be harder for someone like Facebook to disrupt, right? So Facebook is also operating, in hundreds of countries. There's going to be certain things that is slower for them to invest in while they are focusing quite a lot in US and Europe. There's a lot of things that we can localize specific to our market. And there's also a lot of things that we can go deeper into the transaction as well, right? So for example, just to give an example, if you're buying and selling cars, if you're a pure kind of classifieds platform, there's always the trust factor, right? If you're just leaving the buyers and sellers to deal themselves, there's always the trust factor. You're not sure if the cars are properly inspected and so on. But what we can do is we can localize the experience. We can go deeper in the experience. We can work with... just to give an example, car workshop, right? So when buyers and sellers are dealing, we can recommend them to go down to the workshop, get it properly inspected, ensure the trust, right? We also have other features. One feature we call Swift Quote. Basically, if you're selling your car, instead of listing it on the platform, what we do is you can list your car and we will get a list of local network of car dealers to bid for your car, right? So if you find the right price, you can actually sell your car instantly. The dealers will help you with all the paperwork and all those things. So I think it's really about reinventing our business. How do we take it to the next level, give a more localized, a more high-touch experience, and this will help consumers to make the choice, right? Because ultimately, consumer wants trust, consumer wants convenient. So that's what we're going to invest more going forward.
Now, one way to ensure your competitiveness and protect the business is user growth, as we've talked about. Now, last year, you agreed to a merger with Telenor 701 Search, another online marketplace, which has in the region, we have Muda Malaysia was part of that deal. But if these marketplaces don't go under the Carousell branding, how does this work together?
So actually, the good thing is that actually the overlap between the audience segment of Carousell Malaysia and Muda there's quite a little overlap, right? So of course, Muda itself as a brand is much more larger than the Carousel Malaysia brand. But, you know, Carousel Malaysia is very focused and specialized in most of the audience are female skewed, right? Younger population, female skewed. People are, transacting in fashion items and so on. Whereas, Muda is strong in electronics, is strong in autos and property, and covers also the wider segment of users outside the KL, the city state. So I think this is actually a good synergy for us. So we are not planning to merge the brand into the Carousel brand or vice versa. You know, I think it's actually more beneficial to continue to have two separate brands. So on consumer side, consumers have the choice. Consumer can buy and sell on Muda or Carousel, and will continue to serve the wider population of Malaysians. And internally, there's actually a lot of knowledge sharing that can be done, right? In fact, we're having a lot of knowledge sharing, learning the best practices from each platform so that coming together internally, we can strengthen our technology, we can strengthen on our operating processes, and we can serve our users better.
So part of that deal saw Telenor take a 32% stake in Carousel. Has there been any synergy from this new, this new partner of yours?
So we're definitely grateful for Telenor. So they are very experienced in the classified space, right? So not just in the 7-1 search, but all over the world, they do have other classifieds and marketplace properties as well. And there's a lot of synergy since they've joined us and joined our board. We have also learned personally. We also learned from their experience, and I think overall with their knowledge, it's going to help us to enhance the business going forward. So not just on the board level, but also between Muda, Choto, the Carousel Group, and also One Chat in Myanmar. We also learn from each other as well for the best practices, knowledge sharing, and all those things.
Are you looking at more deals in the near future to continue this growth?
So for us, we are always open, but I would say that the number one priority for us is definitely focus now on our existing market, and also focus on strengthening our ourselves in the what we call verticals category, right? So autos, property, and so on. And also as a group to get us towards the profitable stage in the next 3 to 5 years. So that's our key focus, but we're always open to opportunities out there.
Lucas, on that note, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I've been speaking with Lucas Ngu, co-founder of Carousel, and this has been The Breakfast Grill. I'm Roshan Kanisan for BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U-Mobile, unleashing unlimited potential every day.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.